Yeah, morning everybody. Welcome to the Last Daily Digest for the week. Just in case I forget to let you know, we're going to have Chief Buddy George tomorrow on the Discourse at 8 o'clock. Okay, we're going to have Chief Buddy George at 8 o'clock. Remember, we had the APC chairman and we had Fuad Oki. So we're going to have Chief Buddy George, and he was more than anxious to talk to us. Yes, he needs to talk to his people. Politics don't start with that. You know, that's the way it goes. Right. Now, yesterday we had Nkiru the farmer, who came along with her friend. I forgot her name, but we call her the butcher. No, we call her the butcher. I don't think that she kills people, no. We call her the butcher because the in thing now, private sector is getting more involved in the selling of meat, okay? Because some of us have concerns about going to the Alapatas in Sangros Market. You know, keep putting up the meat up. About 20 kenya. And as he's talking, he throws it over, the meat's gone, then he uses something to drive away some flies and things like that. But so it'd be easier for you to go to a nice supermarket, corner shop in your neighborhood, and it's packed there, and it's sold by weight, cleaner and whatever. Nkiru was joking with her friend the Alapata now that her friend is into meat selling, she will now start eating fuku. That it was Jimmy Disu about 4 years ago. You know that 4 years ago we had a challenge with fuku in the market when the government, the Lagos State government, you know, rightly so, issued a statement that we shouldn't eat fuku. Because it was, I think then it was poisoned or some funny thing like that. Anyway, let's leave that. Today is Friday, we'll take it nice and easy. I want us to continue the discussion we had yesterday on ethics and a new revival of our thinking, the etiquette and things like that. It's going to be ongoing for as long as we can. And one of the issues that came to my mind yesterday, ironically, is discussed in my favorite person, Arun Balogun. Arun Balogun, every Friday, has 2 pages on Islam, confessing the Kaaba. But we are not talking about Islam, so don't switch off your radio and say that you don't want to hear a lecture. You know, that's what they've turned us into. In the past, we'd listen to anything. We'd read from the Quran, we'd read from the Bible, we'd all mix and so on and so forth. But politicians especially, and the larger part of the elite, have turned us against each other. I'd like to be corrected. There was a time the chief imam, the lawyer to the Catholic Church, yeah, was the chief imam of Jamaatul Islamiyah. He was a Queen's Counsel.
Oh, Augusto. That.
Yeah.
Yes, imagine that.
It's no big deal. This religious divide. I come from a background, for example, my mother's house is, you can easily see, on campus. When you are coming from Gbangbuche, from the city hall end, and you're going to Watsonobu, you get to the square. Okay, and in the house is right by the square, you know, right by the square. And guess what, Striker?
Yes, sir.
Guess what? The house is divided into two. It's like a duplex. On the left are the Muslims, on the right are the Christians, and they almost, you have a common backyard at the back.
Uh-huh.
And everybody crisscrosses. You know, when my mom was still alive, over time, now I've had different generations. Easter time, you go to the right. Ilia time, you go to the left.
Oh, beautiful.
That is, you go to the Ilia time, you go and eat ram. And there was no problem. My beautiful late Uncle Tunde, God bless him, I think it was a knight. And my own mom was a staunch Muslim, Alaja. And but don't let's go there. Let's talk about BB, Big Brother. Now we are not putting the program under any scale, but I'm getting a bit worried about the moral side of things. What is being shown what is being shown and broadcast, and I got to know this more by people sending me various clips. Because I'm not going to sit down and spend my productive time 24 hours watching people prance around the house. And they are the ones who are going to win the money anyway, so it won't be my own. So, but five people want, it's a matter of choice. Loads of people want to do that. I don't begrudge them that. But I'm a bit worried about the moral side. I'm extremely worried. I don't need to say much. For those of you who've seen skimpy wear, fair enough. I mean, if you did watch a swimming competition at the Olympics, they'd be watching the same skimpy wear. But some of the things that have been sent to me, and some of the things that happens in some other editions that happens visibly under the shades, I think it calls for a bit of concern. Guess what? Have you wondered why? I'm not saying this is the cause. I'm not saying, please, let me get that one very clear. But you should ask yourself, why have we had an increase in not only rape, but also incest? Why do all the TikToks have half of the TikTok dances and things you see? I usually go to the dog side. I'm a dog lover. Unfortunately, I don't live in a place where I can keep a dog. I love dogs too. If I had my way, I'd have about 15. You know, when you have two beautiful daughters like mine, you need dogs to watch them. Is it like they've all gone? they've gone to their husband. So, but talking seriously, if you look at the TikTok dances, it's always it's almost been overdone. You know, shaking bum bums all over the place, and cleavage and so on and so forth. It's become an irritation. You know, I don't know if women know that a lot of men, especially the very matured ones, admire a woman who is covered more than the woman who is skimpy. Because if a woman is skimpy, you've seen it all. There's nothing left. They leave nothing to the imagination. Some have actually become terribly obscene. I mean, some rears that I've seen, that is front and rear, some rears that I've seen have been completely disgusting, but that's also not it. In fact, what sparked the discussion of yesterday was a video I think that Inkiru sent to me, and that had some very terrible looking woman dancing at a public function. You know, but there's one, I got one too, of one that's a dwarf and is dancing in between two heavily endowed women from the back. They almost squeezed him to death, but that's also not. So we are going to open up our lines, but I'll start with my twin brother here.
Who is that?
Kikiri. Yeah, my twin brother, Adi Dibeji. Yeah. He's by force. So not, they say we look alike. Both of us are bald-headed. By the way, I'd like to thank you all for the donations you gave to those nice girls of last week.
Oh, yeah. I was listening.
I'd like to thank you it was a very touching. Then at the end of it all, you know, because I was supposed to go there on Sunday, the girls said that they're going to adopt Disu as their surname. The beauty of it is that if they adopt that this as a son, most of them come from the East.
Yeah.
And so the bride price will be coming to me.
No, it's an adoption. They are not saying you are the father.
It's lock, stock, and barrel. There is no half adoption.
No. Baba. Oh yeah, show us the papers now.
Have you ever gone to a wedding where they ask for the papers of the father?
I have to, but the real father.
Why your brother is touching the ground?
The real father will be there now.
Oh, I was giving my own court, sir.
You must collect court.
I must collect court. Sheriff, are you a bit worried? That's what they will say in court is a leading question.
Yes, it is.
It's a leading question. Yes, so I withdraw that question, to be fair, and then ask you your opinion on the MSSN warning use against such devices and wanting BB Niger banned. Let me read what they say.
Yeah.
The Muslim students' leaders wonder why the government pretended not to know the danger of nude, irritating, and soul damaging program, while some of his officials disturb, harass, and take female students who use hijab. Like, that's politics of it. But it says that the show negates everything about morality. It is evil and a danger that could damage the strong moral foundation that many Nigerian societies are known for. It is the worst distraction for Nigerian youth. This immorality extends just beyond nude dressing to encouraging youth to sell their bodies to get fame and make money. We express our total rejection of the program and call on the government to ban it. This indirect porn program is also giving teenagers a bad orientation that making it in life must come with the price of exposing their bodies, thereby causing high cases of rape. They now called on the NBC. They called on the NBC and the Nigerian Content Development and Monitoring Board to live up to their expectations by scrapping the program on moral grounds. Relevant broadcast authorities should pay attention to the damaging nature of this program. It is ruining the lives of youth. If Nigeria is serious about fighting crimes, we cannot afford to leave this kind of program unscrapped. So that's what has been said. Talk to me, Ibeji.
I think that we need to spend, they need to spend their energy on talking to the right people that their policies have been ruining the lives of the youth out there. First and foremost, you have to subscribe. You have to, what's that thing? It's not subscription.
It's optional anyway.
You have to want to watch it before they will give that channel to you. That's first and foremost, which means that they are giving you the choice
to watch or not to watch. Well, I think the argument, fair enough, that's fair enough. But I think the argument is...
Do you know how many people watch porn in this country?
Well, we really shouldn't be allowing that.
Do you know how many people steal money in this country, government money? Those things are things that have destroyed, are destroying. The money that they have stolen, that is supposed to be used to build good roads, they've stolen it. They built some substandard roads. Something is passing. That one, it entered portal. The tire burst. Go, knock down the woman.
Yeah, but Sheriff, what has that got to do with this?
I'm saying that they cannot accuse a program of destroying the lives of youths.
I'm sure that, first of all, you know, it's hyping their position, really. But I'm sure they're looking at the social side, not the whatever. But let's stay focused.
And how do they even say that? They are promoting, what do they say there? That nudity or something?
It says they show negative morality. It is evil and a danger that could damage the strong moral foundation. Okay.
So obviously they are speaking from the point of someone who doesn't watch that program, who has never watched that reality show.
If they never watched it, how do they know what's inside?
From hearsay. Because if they watch it, they will know that there are games that actually build the intellectual capacity of those people.
Yes, but you see, you know, I said from the onset
that
I'm not totally, I won't watch, I mean, maybe it has to do with my age and whatever. But the nude aspect of it, for example, there was a time there was shower time. They took that one out. But also I saw something skimpily dressed, doing all kinds of lurid dances and so on and so forth. And I think that, you know, we do need to take a second look at the moral side. Every day here, Sheriff, on this program, you hear of rape, incest.
That's not what is causing it.
Could that fail to
No.
What is causing it?
It's not adding anything to it. People have their own personal problems. We can't put that on the reality show. Some of these people that are doing all of these things, they have their own personal demons. They have their own issues.
Think that those who are doing these things are demons?
Raping
their daughters and so on. Do you think they are demons?
They have their own issues, their personal issues.
Is it mental?
It could be.
It would be nice, for example, to find out why it's been on the increase for so, you know.
Actually been on the increase, especially during the lockdown. It was alarming.
What I don't even know is if we had this kind of thing before, but it wasn't reported.
Exactly. I think we did. I think it's always been there. It's just that people hide it for some family reasons.
I think it's on the increase, Sheriff.
It is, actually.
Because even while we didn't have the social media, these things couldn't... We knew one or two persons that were involved in things like this. You really couldn't hide it to the end. There'd be whispers, you know, and so on. Well, and then again, there's been an increase in population. Okay, so you think that is all a big force?
I think so. I honestly think so.
I'm worried. I'll be honest with you. I'm worried about the content. Well, everything in life is by choice, but there are some things. For example, I believe the government should close down all porn sites. That fact that you're free to go if you want or you don't want to is neither here nor there. Because our society is just developing. We don't have the balance that you would have, for example, you know, in well-developed countries. As you don't have those social problems. These things like porno and things like this. Occasionally could add fuel to the problems that we have, especially with our youth coming up.
Abba.
I believe so.
Abba, There are more evils in there.
You can't call me Baba and get away with it now. So, when you call me Baba, I will answer you one more.
There are more evils in this country than this one we're talking about.
The saving grace that you have is that everybody knows that you don't drink alcohol. So, Imlo Mama, we're going to give a bam for you get more. Okay. Our lines are open.
Yeah.
0700-993-993-993. And then the female line, 0146571190. Now, listen. When you call in, let's get this straight. We don't want to create a forum for abuse or whatever. The fact that it was, we're just taking this as a resource material. Some of the criticisms that I've seen have actually come from Christians alike. I mean, so let's take the religious thing out of it. Okay, let's just have a mature argument. And don't let's quarrel. You can see Sheriff is going to the right and I'm going to the left. And we've not quarreled.
And we've not quarreled.
It's not in the open. If we are now calling ourselves Siamese twins, both of us are bald-headed. We can't use Baba, can't use anything. But Sheriff, but I must report Sheriff.
What's that?
You.
What did I do again?
I must report Sheriff.
What did I do?
This morning we were coming up for the program.
Okay.
Sheriff pushed me aside and ran.
Ah, Guavio.
He ran, and I told him, your time will come. What do you say an amen to that?
It's just a small push.
Philip was standing behind me. When he saw that Sheriff had gone, he left me and ran up to wait for me on top of the staircase, and I started coming step by step.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I know it's too late. You didn't say you're sorry then. All right, let's get on now. Let me take my first caller. Hello, good morning. Hello, morning.
Ah, the person is gone. Okay.
I got fright.
That one's closed.
Hello.
My name is Joy.
Joy.
I'm calling from Ikeja, yes.
Yes. Are you Uche's sister or his wife?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Because I'm famous. How is this? Uche from Ikeja is fine.
Yeah, but it's my brother from another mother anyways.
Is your brother from another mother? Yeah. Everybody, that's his half-brother now. Your papa try. Okay, let's hear you.
Okay. Yes, the video. The what we're talking about in the studio about Big Brother. It's the moral. We are so hypocrite here. Level is so high in this part of the world. To me, I don't see anything bad in it. It depends on individual. Whatever I like, if you don't like it, do not condemn it. If you don't like it, just take your eyes off it. Just like some of the people in the studio. I might not like this presenter. That doesn't mean I should listen to whatever he wants to say. If I don't like him, let me not listen to it.
Okay.
That's the way it is with that particular program.
Okay.
Enjoy it. Watch it. I don't say anything bad in it.
Okay.
Because that it is censored for 18. So you don't watch. And, well, that's my own.
Okay. Yeah, you said your own. Where is Uche? Is he nearby? She's gone. Let's take another call. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Morning, ma. Who's calling?
Uncle Jimmy. My name is Meg.
Meg?
Yes, sir.
Is it the Meg that I know?
I wouldn't know.
You don't sound like her, but I don't know if you've done the voice transplant.
I've called it a couple of times.
Yes.
Sheriff is to another extreme.
Okay.
But we all know that we understand what you are saying.
Yes.
In as much as you have a free will to go to that channel.
Yes.
For other people, it's not so free will. Because some young children might be with their older ones.
Yes.
They want to watch it, and the younger ones don't want to watch it. And because, of course, they are older, they force them to watch it. The point is, a lot of things have been... what word will I use? I don't want to use the wrong word. Women have suddenly become so conscious of their body that they think that they can get anything exposing their body.
Yes.
And that's not it. Like Muhammad Ali told his children, you are more precious than gold and silver. Before you get diamond, you have to drill really down to get it.
Okay, madam, please hold on. Hold on. We want to take a break. You know, this thing is automated. Hold on. I'd like to listen to you to the end. We'll be right back.
Part 3, Nigeria Info. Let's talk. You can have your number one radio with you wherever you go.
Wow, really? Download our mobile app. Search Nigeria Info FM on Google Play and Apple App Store. Your number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
This is Daily Digest with Jimmy Dissey.
Yeah, are you there? Hello? Oh, we lost her. Okay, all right, we lost her. Let's take another caller. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Dr. Jimmy.
Morning. Who's calling?
My name is Kayode.
Which Kayode is this?
All right. Kayode Sumiri. Aguda. Oh, yeah, I don't think you know me.
Okay. You're not the Kayode I know. Okay.
You're
not Kayode Mogadi.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
No. Okay, I made an observation in this new, in the most recent Twitter, Niger. There was one of the housemates. He's a highly intellectual guy. He's a doctor. He promised to offer a lot, educate people a lot on being a polymath. He was willing to educate a lot. Guess what? He was the first person to be eliminated.
Wow.
He got the lowest vote and was the first person to be eliminated. And what do I understand from that? I think Nigerians don't want to be educated. They want to be entertained. They just want to be entertained. Now, there are lots of programs on TV. I have a 7-year-old daughter. I monitor what she watches a lot. I got to find out that there are lots of educating programs on TV, but people don't want to watch them. But the ones that have nothing to offer, that's what they opt for. Big Brother is in a lot of countries, but it's not as highly rated as it is here in Nigeria. Because why? Some other countries know the value of the content of what they watch. But over here, it is what we want to watch. So it's not as if Big Brother, showing Big Brother is a bad thing. The root of the problem is what we want to watch. There was someone willing to, at least the word polymath, I heard it from the guy the first time, and I was interested in it. But a lot of people were just interested in the probably simple stuff that on the parties and everything.
Yeah.
And the guy got eliminated after the first or second. So, as I said, people just want to be entertained. They don't want to be educated.
Okay, thank you. To lengthy that's what you said, remember the last winner also got some money and a house, I think, from his governor. And we all wondered where the governor had the time. It sounded quite familiar with what was going on. Well, that's a story for another day. We'll take one or two more, and then we'll move on to one or two other things. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning.
Morning, sir.
My name is Molara from Ikorodu.
Ah, morning, ma. Ah, is that the teacher? Miss Willoughby, good morning.
I've told you the other day, anytime JD calls you, Kekiri, call him Agba.
Sharif is not here. He ran out of the studio.
You know, Lele.
Since he had an idea that we are not on the same page, he quickly escapes. Yeah, go on.
You were asking the other time if rape, incest, and all whatnot were mental issues. Yes, they are.
If what?
Rape, incest.
Rape, incest, yes.
Yeah, they are mental issues. There's a part of the brain that controls that activity. So in people you find, you catch in with incest and whatever, there's a problem with that part of their brain. So they need therapy, they need healing. And it is now very rampant because of all this alomo gidiga, and all these drinks, they drink these things.
I'm sorry, ma. We can't call brands here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I apologize to Alomarito. Yes. Please go on.
So the issue there is they are herbal-based drinks, but a lot of these herbs contain aphrodisiacs. So it gingers them up, it wakes them up, and the end result is misbehaving. So.
Okay, ma, specifically to the program, what are your views on it?
I've been personally, maybe like you earlier said, maybe because of age.
Yes.
We didn't grow up that way. But then, I know Okonti soon, but it would have been better if the Okon had soon to a better climb.
Yeah.
Because I see no reason why Who Wants to Be a Millionaire will be scrapped. BB Niger is now the in thing. One is educative. The other, I don't know. I know they say there are grains, blah, blah, blah on it. But a lot of things go on under the duvet that we see. Is that okay for our teenagers and our children to also see? I know it's a matter of choice to, if you no one is forcing you to watch it, but you know the way the brain works. What you tell a child not to do, if you don't have good reasons for her not doing it, the child would pry and find out on his or her own.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what is happening to a lot of our teenagers and youth.
Okay, thank you very much. That call was from Miss Willoughby. She was a teacher. I remember the teacher that we honored. But I forgot to ask her how come she knew what was, that there was something going on under a duvet, which means that she probably watched it herself. By the way, I have to say a happy birthday to my very good friend, Tunde Williams. We call him Tunde Baba. Tunde Baba, he's a year older today. I don't know how old he is. He's one of these small-sized men that you can't determine their age at sight. But today is his birthday, so all roads would lead to Sulere later today. But because we don't have time, I would have sung a song for him. But I'd like to call pick the next call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, my name is Ange. We're calling from Ikeja.
Yes.
So, thinking about, the suggestion you made on scrapping the program, I personally think, that would just be like treating, the symptoms. Because if you scrap it, you won't have taught anybody morality. People learn morality through training. Also, you teach people to make decisions. There is the ethical decision-making process, which people are trained. So people are trained to make decisions, make choices.
Mm-hmm.
But legalism will just, on the surface, prevent people from doing certain things that are visible, that are evil. They won't do it visibly, okay? But however, inwardly, you won't have imbibed in such a person, moral values.
Okay.
So I think that as a society, as parents, families, churches, and mosques, we need to focus more on helping people to develop discipline from within.
Yeah, okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. Because we're running out of time, actually. And there are a few other things I want to do. Let me clarify. I might have said that it should be scrapped, but that's the outburst you'd get from... I don't mean scrapped. Of course, you can tinker with it. And of course, my word is not the law. For once, what they're doing is within the confines of the law. But it was more like an outburst, like, oh, my God, what's all this? So I don't really mean scrapped. But Miss Willoughby made a very important, the same company shows Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. We don't have that anymore, but you have this. I think it's something we need to look at. And, let's just leave it at that, because I was going to talk about those who are sponsoring to say that if I was in charge of CSR, one would rather sponsor something that would uplift our people. We're a poverty-stricken country, both morally and otherwise and financially, and we need all the help we can to get out of the mess that we're in. Look at, it's gotten so bad in Nigeria now, you can't even give a one-day-old male baby to somebody to hold for you. A one-day-old male baby. Whereas when we were younger, my parents gave birth to my sister, of course, she's older than me. She was sent home at 3 months by herself, given to, she was born in the UK, she was given to, was it MV Oriol, who ran it then? I don't know who he was. I think Palmline or whatever. But anyway, she was given to the company as a baby, 3 months, and 2 weeks at sea, and they delivered her here. Of course, when she got here now, she was Tokumbo. She came by sea, Oti Okumbo. Once you don't say anybody, when you name Tokumbo, don't say to be here, they're born now. you know, in those days, now you can't even give a male child, you can't hand over a male child. Let's say you are in the market, and the man next to you, the child is sleeping in the, you know, in a rocking, whatever it is. You can't tell Baba Silifa or Baba Tunji in the next stall to you, but Eba Mimudu Tomoy, let me quickly go and ease myself and come back. That's how bad it is. You'd never know what would happen. So it's with that background that one is worried that we're having a lot of moral issues. And I'd rather we're in a state of emergency. I'd rather, you know, we place a premium on getting us out of this. But talking about life and things like that, Dr. Adeoyo talks about pray hard until your voice is quiet. He calls on us to pray hard to God anytime you find the need to continue praying until you can pray no more. So you can read that in the Vanguard. Now to the one that excites Philip, because Philip keeps hoping that one day his specifications will be mentioned. I don't know. Let's go through what we have here. Now, Harun Balogun occasionally publishes what he calls Muslim soulmates. Oh, I forgot. Philip is a Christian. You better change your name from Philip to Fatai. Okay, so let's see what we have here. It says, do you seek a Muslim life partner if you're searching for a soulmate? Now, that also knocks you out the dinner. You're spoken for. Yeah, what they did he con there after one. You go back to reserve list. Okay, we have a Muslim male. He's 48, he's divorced. The good thing is that he's AA genotype, so he's free on all sides. And he's self-employed and he's based in Shomolu, Lagos. He needs a Muslim lady between ages of 25 to 28 who is ready for marriage. He doesn't want any nonsense. The Vedantis, let's go watch movies first. No, he wants to go straight into marriage. And have very good, preferably hijabites, with knowledge of the Quran. So he doesn't want a fashionista. He's talking of hijab. Yes, now, this was a hijabite.
Uncle Jimmy, who says an hijabite cannot be a fashionista?
When you put on hijab, what is left? Would you just eyebrow pencil?
Like, you haven't seen many of these hijab sisters.
No. Once I see them at a distance. No.
You haven't really seen
it. I haven't seen them. That's a joke, of course. Don't forget I come from a Muslim background. Right. So a 41-year-old Muslim lady, she's also divorced, and she's one kid, AA genotype. She's an HND graduate, a civil servant based in Zaria, Kaduna, but hails from Kwara, Southwest, wants a God-fearing Muslim as husband. He must be literate and ready for marriage, preferably divorced or widower. Ah, the job is done. The man, 48, who is AA genotype, is divorced. The woman here is 41, and she says that she even prefers a divorced or widower. What I find exciting in this, I don't know if Harun Balogun gives them a form to fill, but everybody keeps talking about their genotype. So there's a lot of knowledge going on, you know, about genotype and how, you know, how we should take it serious. Please, before, if you are toasting a babe and you have a feeling that I might want to propose to this, even if whatever is going to take, go and do a blood test first. If you think you might intimidate her, find a way, you know, so that just blood test, kill like this, or kill like, wait till we carry, wait till, you know, but find a way to see if you can get the blood genotype. If the two of you have S in between, don't do it. Don't do it. Okay? Don't do it. A female Muslim, 27, genotype AA, from North Central, wants a young man between the age of 35 to 45. As husband, he must be gainfully employed. He doesn't want anybody who is an applicant. Or like we say, he doesn't want anybody who is a beg to apply. He must be She didn't say he must be employed, though. She said he must be gainfully employed. So not that he should be working in a place where his salary is not regular. He doesn't want all that. He says he be gainfully employed or self-employed and ready for marriage. He doesn't want any jabberdanties straight up. A Muslim male, 51, AA genotype, legal practitioner. Legal practitioner is a lawyer. So if his name is he cannot be Zainab. Zainab is a woman's name. Is there any man that is Zainab?
You just gave Philip another name now.
What? Okay, so if his name is Fatai, instead of calling him Mr., he will be called Barrister. So he's Barrister, and he says he's based in Oshogbo. Oshogbo is not in Kwara State. Philip, are my glasses tricking me here? He said based in Oshogbo, Kwara State. Maybe something is happening, we don't know.
With this
new agitation for Yoruba Nation, you never know. He says based in Oshogbo, Kwara State. Please, if you have the telephone number of Saraki, please put the call through to him. Let us know if they've added Oshogbo to Kwara. That's a joke. I think it was a typo. He wants a God-fearing Muslima for marriage as second wife. So he has one, but he wants another one. And this other one he wants is preferably between 25 and 30. And he must be ready for marriage. Remember, he is AA. Now, what I would also advise, you know, Nigerians, if somebody says he's AA, tell him, Motibo, let us both go now. Let's both go to a lab of my choice so that we can confirm. Some would say AA out of mischief. I've seen, it sounds like a joke, but I've actually seen couples where one of them has lied to the other because he didn't want to let go. You know, they say love is a very strong whatever. I'd like to take two more calls, okay? I wish I could take more and more calls, but of course, time. Two more calls before the Teke is coming. They're somewhere in the shadows there. I can see. I think I can see Mr. Teke. Okay. Hello, morning.
Hey,
Calvin. How now? Calvin, we have a date on Sunday. Yes, Baba Ani is going to be 85. So come. I owe you a beer. Come drink. I'm there.
Forget me that now.
You know, I don't want to announce the place, but
we'll talk later with that.
Talk later. Come, make me drink.
You don't need the chat card, sir, because you will get me on road for almost 5 minutes.
Don't worry, I'm a hand. Come next week. I go do wuru. You go get, we go get this. Remember, tomorrow, next week is my first year anniversary of doing programs in this station, and it's sweet. So yes, I must allow other people to leak from that suite. So your own hand call would be from. I hope you are using the right. I hope you are using the right provider.
Which provider?
No, I will not see it.
How are you doing, Uncle Jimmy?
I'm good, Calvin. Quickly, because I got to get out of here.
Well, there is nothing more to say now. I think most of the points have been made by most callers. So all I know is that. Let us begin to do something about our morals and value in this country.
Yes.
Let's begin to do something about it, and it will help us a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Calvin. God bless you. This is where we are going to end it, for today. Tomorrow we have Chief Bode George, the PDP bigwig. He's going to be here at 8 o'clock on the discourse, okay? You don't want to miss that one, because I'm sure he'll be reacting to some of the things that SP said. Some of things that, you know, SP is the chairman of APC. I was my senior prefect. If I've been calling him SP in 72, I can't call him another name now. So every time I say SP, you know that is the APC. If I Fuad Oki was jealous, he kept saying, "Your SP, and I leave him. So Chief Bode George will be here tomorrow. We'll take it up from there. We'll be back again on Tuesday, though, on Daily Digest. Get ready for Friday, when it will be my first year anniversary. It's been beautiful in this place, I tell you. It's been beautiful. It couldn't have been better. So we will see. We've seen people volunteer. One or two people have volunteered to make presents available. It's next week you will do that one. It's not now. Okay. This is an advance notice. So some people have Inkiru says he's going to make some produce available. We just give you vouchers, you can pick it up at our farm. Then the butcher, the Alakwata, said that if you take vegetables, you must also take meat. So we'll look for, and then my main persons, I've also said they might make one or two. Those who have heard me hand call before, they know what it could jolly well be. But it's not those cars that they're advertising for anniversary. if any car comes for Hank, you can be sure I hide to myself. I'll see you tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Thank you, Zainab. Thank you, Philip. Philip, good news. Philip has decided to take the vaccine. All right. We'll see you all tomorrow at 8.
Information at its peak. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm listening.
It's okay. That is okay. It's okay.
Let me explain.
No, it's okay.
Let me explain.
It's okay.
It's okay.
She.
Off your mic. Off your mic.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info, your mic is always on. Let's talk.